Canmore, an upcoming project to improve cycling and pedestrian connectivity in Canmore, has some residents asking about the possibility of a pedestrian bridge across the Bow River, or at least exploring its potential. Residents in Van Horn, Morris and Prospect Heights area of Canmore are supportive of the connectivity the West Bow River Pathway Project would offer, but are asking for more public dialogue to gauge residents' interest in a possible pedestrian bridge. I think a lot of people would support this and get behind it. Not just verbal, but potentially financial, said Bruce Eadsvik, a resident of Van Horn. I think it's important to slow down, do some upgrades to the pathway, and look at a new bridge or at least find out what the appetite is for a new bridge to see what the public thinks. Eadsvik said he and other residents in the area are supportive of the path, particularly with it making downtown quick to access and with the overall strategy of the town's Integrated Transportation Plan, ITP, but are looking for more public dialogue if a third bridge is needed. No one's against pathways for bikes and we should do whatever we can to develop bike transit in Canmore, he said. No one's saying shut down the path, but people are interested in exploring a third bridge. The bridge could potentially cross the Bow River towards the area of the town's wastewater treatment plant, Eadsvik said, and be similar to the Banff Pedestrian Bridge and the second one being constructed in Banff. We only have two bridges and I've seen the new bridge going in Banff, Eadsvik said, adding he has talked with town staff and members of council on the possibility. It would be more efficient travel into Three Sisters and it could be a stunning showcase across the Bow. You'd have a cool circuit and the flow of people coming to and from the area. A petition has also circulated in the neighborhoods asking the town to rethink and revise the existing plans and that they believe there are viable alternative routes for high-speed commuter bike traffic to promote safe active transportation. Andy Asarte, the town's manager of engineering, said the project will align the gravel path with current standards as well as allow it to be maintained in the winter, adjusting the grades to make it more accessible for residents and visitors and straighten out some of the more hazardous corners. He said the area between Bow River Bridge and West Canmore Park will continue to be 5.5 meters in width, which is the existing width, and the two wooden bridges will be upgraded to the 5.5 meters. However, the remainder of the path will continue to be 3.5 meters, which is the standard for mixed-use pathways. If higher traffic warrants widening or separating lanes to be specific to either cycling or pedestrian, that can be examined in the future. Asarte said there is no lighting for the pathway in the existing plan. It's important to consider lighting, but at this time it isn't proposed as part of the project. However, our guidelines do call for lighting on main pathways and it could be added in the future. It's not proposed at present. The project budget is about $1.5 million and the bulk of the cost is for replacing of the Prospect Bridge and Homestead Stormwater Bridge. The Prospect Bridge, a 3-meter wooden bridge built in 1996, is anticipated to be replaced this summer or fall and the bulk of the pathway work would be completed in 2023. Though a bridge has been discussed in previous plans and may be required at some stage in the future, there are no immediate plans for a third bridge over the Bow. He said factors such as the habitat patch across the river, Canmore being downstream from Spray Lakes and Lake Minnewanka leading to increased river flow, safety considerations and cost would all be part of any exploration for a river crossing. What we do know at present is we have an existing path and it is substandard and needs to be improved regardless of future crossings, he said. Future crossings can also come with a number of challenges as the Bow River is quite large. It can be a large expensive structure. At this time, that's for future consideration and isn't in future plans or in current budgets. Eadsvik noted a section of the ITP highlights future connections across the river should be explored and that if it's brought forward for a community discussion, people could be interested in its potential. I think a debate in the public for Canmore is what should be done. I hope a bridge is the outcome. Ellipsis. I think we can find the resources in the community if there's a will. I think it's a worthy cause for Canmore.